Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me. We'll be right back. Greetings once again. Welcome back to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. I am Professor Gruntsplatter. We opened up the show today with Terrible Certainty by Creator, and followed that up with a track from Leatherstrip called Mohawk. Next up is from a collective called the Guild of Funerary Violinists, and it's spearheaded by Rowan Kruacek, who is also part of the Rowan Theater Band, who I've played on here before and who I will no doubt play on here again, because his work is just stunning as far as I'm concerned. So the premise of the Guild of Funerary Violinists is to try and maintain or preserve the lost art of funerary violin. This track is called The Noble March of Death.
Oh, and pull it back. Twist their neck until it cracks. Shock them till their heart attacks. I like my nice and lean. Chop the legs so they can run. Zap the brains, oh Lord, what fun. The butcher's work is never done on the slaughter's promenade.
How they dance, how they dance. The smell keeps us entranced. How they dance, how they dance at the slaughter's promenade.
If Jesus came to your house, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they've been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush him about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet with your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.
Skin from Samael. Previous to that was a diatribe from a gentleman named Bill Lee called If Jesus Came to Your House, and that was another piece that I picked up from the that 365-day project that I mentioned on the show last week. I'm not sure if they're still set up or not, but all kinds of odd tunes and things there. Previous to that was the Slaughter's Promenade from Circus Contraption, and opening the set, the Noble March of Death from the Guild of Funerary Violinists.
I just want to say thanks again for checking out the show. I appreciate it. If you want to get in touch, the email address is spookatorium@cryonicmind.org. Or there's a blog that I run the feed from at spookatorium.blogspot.net that you can leave comments and whatnot there. Coming up next is a song called I've Got a Fang by They Might Be Giants.
Glistening white, triangular tooth, open up a can of tomato juice. I've got a fang. I've got a fang. Girlfriend took me to meet her dad. Didn't like me because I look so bad. I've got a fang. I've got a fang. I've got a fang. Girlfriend took me to meet her mom. Her head exploded like an atom bomb. I've got a fang. I've got a fang. I've got a fang.
All right. I started that set with I've Got a Fang from They Might Be Giants, followed by Beach Mover from the Cranes. And the last track there is from a band called Phobos, and it is punctuated like it's an acronym for something, but I don't know what that might be. They're a French band. They're on, I can't remember the name of the label they're on. It's the one that the Blue Test Nord folks run. That was Phobos, and the track is called Wisdom. Let's see. Next up, we have a little song called A Trip to the Worm Farm from Rancid Hellspawn.
Sit next to there but Satan. He ordered me a beer and he looked me in the eye. He said he was my friend. I knew that was a lie. He's the man behind my sins. I seem to fall because of him, goddamn, I hate him. So this is my last song about Satan. So I say, Lucifer, you piece of shit, I should kick your ass right where you sit. All the hell you put me through, my mother cries because of you. Now Satan didn't like that much. He said some words about fire and starts playing. I found myself in burning hell. I wasn't feeling all so well. Must have gone back in time about the time after Jesus died. He was down there preaching in that hole to all his dark and lonely souls. And he said, son, why are you here? You should be back home drinking beer, writing songs about God and glory. Don't use the devil in your story. Well, this is my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, no filled the violent blues. No more songs about my hell. This is my last song about Satan. So this is my last song about Satan.
Great Pentecost on the banjo!
Upon my head and I woke back home in my bed. It was a dark and dismal morning. Was this some kind of godly warning? So I said, that's it, I'm on the level. No more songs about the devil. Then I felt a little twinge when I realized that my hair was singed. Well, this is my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, no filthy violent blues. No more songs about my hell, nothing left to prove. This is my last song about Satan.
song about his angel.
Creeping round every corner, I'm petrified, but
basket. I don't deserve a grave.
Just cut out there on your liver, too. Barely living. Cook my body and your rats in the grave. I'm so forgiven.
So long to the world. Dear mother, don't cry. The time has come to people what I've done to you.
Sharkskin and a splash of aqua velva. I'll do a dance as death gives me that kiss. So long, cruel world.
So long, cruel world.
Dear mother, don't cry. Here's to the end.
So long, cruel world.
And that final goodbye.
Okay, the exit sign for the Spookatorium has come into sight. We are almost done with the show here. That last song was called So Long, Cruel World from Blanche. Previous to that was the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds take on the traditional murder ballad Knoxville Girl. Slim Cessna's Auto Club before that with the last song about Satan, and opening that up was A Trip to the Worm Farm by Rancid Hellspawn. Playing in the background today is a project called The Melancholics from Germany, and that track is called It's Cold When You Die. Really good band that nobody seems to know about yet. So if you see them in a catalog, check them out. It's pretty good stuff. And let's see. I guess that's about it. If you're one of the artists that I played on the show and you don't want to be on the show, let me know. I'll take you off. You're only there because I like what you do, and I want other people to find out about it. I'm going to wrap up today's show with the track The King of the Shadow Throne from Satyricon's Shadow Throne album. Probably one of my absolute favorite black metal records of all time. Until next time, thanks again for listening, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.